This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife urging the public to stay off the Arkansas River below the Lake Pueblo Dam. The agency announced yesterday that dangerous conditions exist below the dam due to fluctuating currents caused by heavy rains and snowmelt. CPW says the area is a popular spot for those who like to tube and fish, but says the public should stay away for now. Officials expect the current river advisory to be lifted sometime next week when we start to dry out. Most of Colorado now, you would imagine, is free of drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor's latest report shows that less than 8% of the state is abnormally dry or experiencing moderate drought. Those conditions exist in small pockets around Lake County and the Northeast, as well as southeast corners of the state. 1 year ago, nearly 99% of the state, believe it or not, was experiencing some form of drought. The Colorado-based Sachs Foundation is aiming to help African-American students pursue higher education. President and CEO Ben Ralston says a total of $1.5 million in scholarships awarded to 46 black high school or college graduates across the state.
The scholars that were chosen really are just the best example of applicants that we've ever had at the Sachs Foundation.
More than 400 students applied for the scholarships. A shortage of prosecutors is forcing a Southern Colorado district attorney to turn to college students to help cases moving forward. 10th Judicial District Attorney Jeff Kushner says that it's been a struggle to find positions in his office since the 2020 pandemic, and it's currently missing about 10 prosecutors. To fill the gap, Kushner has brought in 5 law school interns to assist with cases under the supervision of the attorneys in his office.
These 5 folks coming in, and given the quality of student they are and the enthusiasm they bring to the office, is really a force multiplier for us in being able to meet the demand. And putting them in the county court, which is where 70% of our cases are.
And an expansion to a historic Arkansas River Walk needs an injunction of money to ensure its completion. Pueblo County agreed last month to give millions of dollars to the expansion, which will extend the Riverwalk to the Santa Fe Avenue area and fund construction of a new boathouse. And finally, Heinz is releasing sauce packages custom designed for each state, dubbed Sauce America. The condiment packets are limited edition and will be available at restaurants or anywhere else that typically has pockets, those packets of condiments. There'll be the classic ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, barbecue, ranch, and tartar sauces.
Tracking strong to severe thunderstorms for both Friday afternoon and again on Saturday before an eventual warming trend and drying out on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms fire as early as the lunch hour along the I-25 corridor and then march out east across the plains as we go into the afternoon and evening. 68 degrees today, Colorado Springs, 77 in Pueblo. We'll likely do the same thing with showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, and again, the distinct possibility of severe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. By Sunday, more sunshine into the low 80s, Colorado Springs, and 87 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.